Okay, this is Amherst Eclectic again, and I am continuing to speak about UTI infections and how to alleviate those infections. We had one podcast before, and I thought, well, I'm going to look up a little bit more information on these so I can make sure that I gave an overall better explanation as to what you can do for UTIs. Now, when I delved into this a little bit more, I found a few more reasons and things that you should do, and actually foods that you can eat to prevent, foods that you can eat to prevent, and drinks you can eat to prevent urinary tract infections. But the most, of course, common thing to do to prevent urinary tract infections is cleanliness. The other thing, that was one thing, one of the top things that I found and I forgot about, and I was told this too, is, and I've seen this on different shows, and it's your underwear. Because it's right there, you know, it's right next to your urethra, it's right on top, and you know, men and women both get UTIs, but again, women get them more often. But they tell you to wear cotton underwear, because one of the things that happens is when moisture gathers in your private parts near your urethra, you know, you're near the opening of where you pee for both men and women, or urinate, should I say. When moisture gets there, then that bacteria will multiply. And if you're not keeping yourself clean, either urine or feces, you are going to, that's sometimes going to go back and forth on your underwear too. And you have to change your underwear. Like I was saying in the previous podcast, you know, I take more than one shower a day. I change my underwear more often a day. You know, I can have three or four different clothing changes during the day because I'm working out twice a day. You're going to work, or then you're coming home and you're doing whatever you do in the evening if you're going out with your friends or your partner or whatever. So, you know, I have my I change in the morning when I wake up, and I take a quick little shower, and I change my underwear, and I work out. And then you sweat, you take a shower. I don't put those underwear back on. I change my underwear again, and I change into whatever I'm going to wear for the day. And then if I go to the gym, I change my underwear. Now, I'll change my underwear to put the workout gear on. And then I will do the same when I take a shower after I work out and come home for my evening clothing. And sometimes I'll take a quick shower before I go to bed. Just because I like to be clean, you know, and people are like, God, that's so many showers. But I don't take really long showers. I'm one of those people that's not about wasting the water. So I get in, I wet down, then I soap, I turn the water off. And I also use low water shower heads and things like that to not use too much water. And there's some really expensive shower heads you can buy that, you know, it'll just mist you, but it covers you so well with water, because, you know, a lot of the water that, you know, that's coming out of your shower head is going straight down the drain. So they have invented new shower heads that will mist you and really cover you in water. And it's crazy how much, I've actually tried one of them. It's crazy how much water we're wasting, because that mist will hit you and just totally cover you in water, and you just like, wow, I didn't realize how much water I was wasting using regular shower heads. So hopefully that's something that becomes normalized in our everyday life, and they stop being so expensive. Like, they're really charging high prices for these things, in the hundreds and thousands of dollars for these shower heads. Like, who's going to pay that when they can go out and get a shower head for 10 bucks at, you know, Home Depot? So if you want to encourage water conservation and conservation on the earth, maybe we should bring those prices down on those. But anyway, So I do use as little amount of water as I can. I'll just wet myself down, and then you just get one of those I don't know, spongy things that you can use to put soap on, and you wet that down and put the soap on it and suds it up, and then you just soap yourself down, shave, whatever you do in the shower, do all that when the water is off. And then if there's times you need to wet yourself a little more, I don't know, maybe you've dried off while you're doing other things, turn a little bit of water back on and wet those areas. And then so don't constantly have the water running. I don't do that. I don't stand in the shower with the water just constantly running. So that's why I take more showers during the day. That's why I started doing that, is because I knew I was wasting a lot of water. And so then you soap down, you shave, you do whatever, and then you rinse yourself off at the end. You turn the water off, do all the things in between, then turn the water back on, rinse yourself off. And that's what I do. And it saves a lot of water. And a lot of people like having that water running the whole time, but you are wasting a lot of water. So me taking a few showers during the day is not a big deal because I'm really not wasting a lot of water. And I do get clean, very clean. But one of the things that they were saying is to keep your private area clean and your hands clean and anything that's going to be touching that area and causing urinary tract infections. Is a good idea. One of the other things that I forgot and they talked about was, oh, here it is. During sex, the bacteria near the vagina can get into the urethra from contact with the penis, fingers, or stimulating devices. Well, here we are back to sex toys. Keep your sex toys clean. And remember, I was talking about taking a shower and keeping yourself clean before sex. Hands. Where are your hands going most of the time? People, will stimulate their partner or stimulate themselves by using their hands during sex, right? A woman will stimulate her clitoris, or a man will stimulate the clitoris, or a woman will touch a man's penis, and or oral, or I mean, we're using our hands, our mouths, and everything. And I said about the mouth has a lot of germs in it as well. So if you're not keeping your hands clean, if you're not keeping your mouth clean, like brushing your teeth, there's all kinds of bacteria that can build up in there. So brush your teeth before you have sex, because who wants to be with somebody who hasn't brushed their teeth? Not me. I don't want to be kissing somebody that started. But so you got to think about all of those things that are happening. So that was another thing I thought about is sex toys. A lot of those sex toys, they're made to look like a penis, or they're made to look like a vagina. Well, they house also have all those hidden little folds and corners in them that you need to clean out any spermicidal jelly or any lubrication that comes out of your vagina, or natural lubrication, or sperm that comes out of a man's penis, or whatever. You need to clean those things off every single time that you use them, and you need to clean them well. And sometimes all it takes is a little soap and water, or some of them you just need to use hot water, because they're made of, different types of materials, different types of synthetic materials. So make sure you're cleaning your sex toys as well, because you don't want to be flipping a sex toy out the next time that hasn't been cleaned. I mean, how gross. Why would you do that in the first place? But that was something that they mentioned. You have to clean your sex toys. So don't use a sex toy until you have cleaned it, and possibly clean it that very moment. Say, hold on, give me a minute. Just like you would say, hold on, give me a minute so you can put on a condom. Hold on, give me a minute, run in and clean it off, and make sure that it's really clean before you use it, because you don't want to be causing UTIs or any kind of infections, in the mouth, because, if you use a sex toy and it has bacteria on it, and then somebody orally gives you pleasure, then that's getting into their mouth. Maybe their nose, because you're down there. I mean, you have to be careful. about that. And I think if the coronavirus crisis has taught us anything, bacteria, what they do for a living, what viruses do for a living, what bacteria does for a living, is learn how to stay alive. And you're the host that they have to stay alive on, you as a human being. And when a bacteria learns how to stay alive in a human being, whether it's coming from anywhere, whether it's been passed through things that have been eaten, whether it's been passed through touching some another animal or having contact with animals, I mean, whatever, or plants or being out in the wild and having contact with soil that has bacteria in it, whatever. Once a bacteria learns how to live in a human being, then it can spread to other human beings, and then it can be really deadly. So I think that's what the coronavirus has taught us. So, you don't want to teach a UTI how to keep reproducing in your body. And another thing that they mentioned in one of the articles is that UTIs can stay in your bladder. Here, I think this is the article I was reading. This is from an article from Complete Woman Care, which I thought that was a good article since most UTIs occur with women. What is a UTI and what causes it? Urinary tract infections are among the most common bacterial infections in adults and may involve the lower or upper urinary tract or both. Asymptomatic bacteria refers to considerable bacteria in the urine of a woman without symptoms. When the infection is limited to the lower urinary tract and occurs with symptoms of dysuria and frequent and urgent urination and occasionally tenderness above the pubic, it is termed cystus. Is it cystus? Cystus. And then that's when where I read during sex, bacteria can enter the vaginal and the urethra from contact with the penis, fingers, or stimulating devices. So yes, men, your penis can give us urinary tract infections if you don't keep it clean, what I mentioned in the last podcast. And they're saying that the symptoms, which I don't know if I mentioned this before, because it was a couple of days ago when I did the previous podcast, recorded it. Signs of UTI urgency is urgency to urinate. Like if you have to run and keep urinating, then you probably have a UTI. Or, which I read in another article, you might have a sexually transmitted disease. So those are two reasons to go to your doctor. Dysuria is when sharp pains or burns are felt when you're urinating. So that's dysuria. The urge to urinate returns minutes after a later frequency. Sometimes may be felt, soreness may be felt in the lower abdomen, in the back, or in the sides. If you notice a strong odor or a cloudy urine or even blood present, you should walk into the GYN emergency care center for immediate care. So those things are, you need to get this taken care of now because it's going to get worse. If bacteria enters the ureters and spreads to the kidneys, this is what I was talking about in the other podcast too. Symptoms may include back pains, chills, fever, nausea, and vomiting. So this is, what I was talking about yesterday. This can get really serious if you don't get on it and take care of it. This can, in effect, probably down the line, kill you because it's in your bladders, it's in your bladder, it's in your kidneys. So, we're talking body parts that, are very dire to life. And you don't want to be going down the road of having to have your kidneys fail either. And that's something that can happen. But they also said, okay, if the infection moves up the urethra, this is what happens when a UTI is untreated, they may cause bladder infections called cystuses. Bacteria that have infected the bladder may travel to the upper urinary tract, the ureters, and the kidneys. An infection of the kidneys is called, oh gosh, these words pyelonephritis. An upper urinary tract infection may cause a more severe illness than a lower urinary tract infection. So it's traveling up in there. And then, where did I read this? I read that if it stays in your body, if you don't treat it totally, it can stay in your body and, reinfect you. So you really have to make sure that you, get rid of it and do the antibiotics and do whatever. And I think that's why they have to hit it so hard, is I guess they say there's folds inside the bladder and inside the kidney that the bacteria can hide in there. And that's why they have to give you antibiotics, because then that antibiotics go all through your body. Okay. So the main purpose that I was looking this up was to look at what foods you could eat to, help prevent a UTI, or maybe flush a UTI out when it's, at its baby stages before it gets bad. What foods help in preventing a UTI? Foods and drinks high in antioxidants and with a slight acidic taste can keep everything in check. Because apparently this is about the pH balance. You know how everybody's talking about getting a proper pH balance in your body to stay healthy? Well, this is about the pH balance in your body. So that's why women are a lot more focused on the pH balance. These foods include cranberries, blueberries, oranges, dark chocolate, unsweetened probiotic yogurt, tomatoes, broccoli, and spinach. Smart drink choices are decaffeinated coffee, cranberries, blueberries, or pomegranate juices. So cranberry juices, blueberry juices, pomegranate juices, or I guess you could just eat those themselves. And black and green tea help. Of course, plenty of water is essential when you're fighting the UTI. UTIs or urinary tract infections are actually fairly easy to control and or avoid with a balanced diet. In fact, your diet is often the first place you should look to improve when trying to increase the overall health. Not only food, but also beverages you drink have a heavy influence on the bladder health and UTI contractions. So, that's just, that was from this woman's health, article I read, and they're showing here pictures of oranges, actually cinnamon. Interesting. Tomatoes, kale. I think those are cranberries, broccoli, sweet potatoes. And they were showing, of course, they're showing like mixture, like smoothies that you can do. Oh, yogurt, Greek yogurts. What I was surprised was spinach. They said spinach. I didn't know that. Didn't know that at all. So those are things that you can eat that'll help. And let's see. There was another article that I read. Let me look at that. This is from UnovaCenter.com. Urinary tract infections, they talk about UTIs are most common, urethra, bladder, kidneys, and they tell you, okay, there are caused by germs, usually the bacteria E. coli, from the digestive system entering the urinary tract through the urethra and spreading to the bladder from the digestive system. E. coli from your feces or your poop. UTIs are more likely to affect someone with a vagina rather than someone with a penis due to the proximity of the urethra. I love the way they said that. That made me laugh the first time I read it. Symptoms of UTI include frequent urination or, urgency to urinate, cloudy urine, and may have a foul odor, pain, pressure, or burning when urinating, and fever. Urinary tract infections may become a chronic problem as bacteria from a previous infection, there it is, may remain hidden in the folds of the bladder wall and lead to future infections. I was like, whoa, didn't know that. That they stay in the folds. UTI can also be caused by sexual activity, pregnancy, birth control pills. That surprised me. Birth control pills. And a lack of estrogen can cause UTIs, which can allow the bacteria that causes UTIs to grow more easily in the vagina and the urethra. Tips to help treat a current infection and prevent future infections. Drink plenty of water. This is the one thing that I don't think I mentioned either. If you drink plenty of water, I think I did. It flushes it out. It flushes out the bacteria. So it gets out of it. That's why when you pee right after having sex, for both men and women, they strongly suggest that you pee after having sex to prevent not just UTIs, but any other kind of infection, because you're flushing those infections out. And not only that, you're wiping and getting off things that happened during sex, which is why you should probably just take a quick shower and rinse off. Urinate when needed. Do not hold it. That was the other thing I forgot to tell you. When I got a UTI and it ended up going into my bladder, that was one of the suggestions I was told is, don't hold your pee. Don't go, oh, wait a minute. And then you stand there and dance. And when you need to pee, go pee. Because apparently, if there's bacteria, if this UTI bacteria is in you, holding your pee just helps it to multiply right at the spot where it's going to spread. Interesting, huh? So it'll, because you're holding the pee, it's going to go straight back up inside of you. Crazy. These bacteria just know how to survive. Urinate before and after sexual activity to prevent the spread of bacteria into the urinary tract. Avoid alcohol, coffee, caffeine, and soft drinks, so pops. Avoid sugar and avoid carbohydrates. So those are the things that they tell you to avoid. Healthful foods. Studies have shown that cranberries and blueberries, to a lesser extent, can be quite helpful in treating preventing urinary tract infections. They contain a compound called proanthocyanidin. I'm not a doctor, so I may not pronounce this much, which prevents E. coli from adhering to the bladder walls. That's an interesting little note. Let's see. However, sugar can exacerbate the infection. Be sure to drink unsweetened cranberry juice. And if using dried cranberries, make sure they are also unsweetened or sweetened naturally with apple juice. So a lot of cranberry juices will mix with apple juice. You'll see that. Or they'll mix with other juices. Like they'll mix with grape juice or whatever. But you have to make sure that they don't have added sugar, that they're unsweetened. So apple juice is naturally sweet. That's why you see cranberry apple juice mixes. Because there are a lot of women who are drinking cranberry juice. And I learned that from a friend when I had it too. That it has actually kept her from getting it. She drinks cranberry juice all the time. And cranberry juice is actually pretty good. So I like it. And if you mix it with other juices, it's pretty good, like naturally sweetened juices like apple juice and I think pineapple juice, they do it. Yogurt is another superfood in the fight against the UTIs. It contains probiotics, helpful bacteria, which reduce the harmful bacteria not only in the urinary tract, but also throughout the body, including digestive system and vagina. Yogurt can be especially helpful in preventing a yeast infection that may occur from antibiotics used to treat the UTI. Please note, not all yogurts have active probiotics, so you have to check that. So it has to be active probiotics. Check the label. Also avoid sweetened yogurt because they have added sugars. Instead, sweeten it yourself. You can buy honey. I buy just normal, regular yogurt, and I add honey into it. And there are yogurts that have honey added to them. But you have to look at those labels and make sure that they're not adding sweetener, which you have to look for those fructose, sucrose, whatever names that have added sugars. So there's different ways of sweetening things. But and you buy Greek yogurt. I buy Greek yogurt. That helps too. Okay, But honey, just natural, like I buy a huge jug of honey and I use it in my teas. I use it in my yogurt. Instead of sugar, I will use honey to sweeten things. Like if it says you put so much sugar in, I'll use honey instead. And it's pretty darn good. Anyway, food high in fiber such as oats, so oatmeal, lentils, beans, and nuts are helpful in naturally flushing the body of harmful bacteria. So have some oatmeal with your in the morning. And oatmeal actually helps with heart problems too, eating oatmeal. Okay. And what's the other one? Lentils, beans, and nuts. Omega-3 fatty acids help to reduce inflammation and uncomfortable symptoms of UTI. These can be found in cold water fish, such as salmon or fish supplements. This is all stuff I eat. Like I eat oatmeal, I eat salmon. I drink cranberry juice. I love cranberry sauce, with the cranberries in it. Okay, eat foods that are rich in antioxidants, including tomatoes, squash, and bell peppers. I happen to think I know that onions are also really high in antioxidants. That's just something I was told one time by a muscle head guy that I was dating. He eats onions all the time because they're really high in antioxidants, he told me. So, and he'd eat onions and chicken. It was, crazy bodybuilder. Vitamin A boosts immunity and can be found in leafy greens, root vegetables, and peas. And like I said, spinach was one of the things on one of the lists that they found to be helpful with UTIs. Okay, and then here is a day's worth of recipes. So they gave you they give you all these recipes that you can use to eat during the day to help, fight off UTIs. And that's YINOVACenter.com. And they, you can look that up. And it's Eat to Beat Urinary Tract Infections is the article. And so there's a short list of foods you can eat: berry smoothie in the morning, lentil vegetable salad, kale slaw and cranberry orange glazed salmon. Like all four of those things were on the list too. Get rid of it. Cherry orange glazed salmon. So just, a few things there on that list to help, fight UTIs. Oh shoot. It's looking like I'm only got 3 minutes left here. I'm gonna have to maybe go do another podcast. I have the first art one of the articles I read was from Arkansas Urology. So this is a urologist for men who listed this. Your diet can affect your body in so many ways, from weight to hair growth to bladder health. So it's no surprise that UTIs can be affected by the food you eat. UTIs or urinary tract infections are actually fairly easy to control and avoid with a balanced diet. In fact, your diet is often the first place you should look to improve when trying to increase your overall health. Not only food, but also the beverages you drink have a healthy influence on bladder health and UTI contractions. According to most research, pH of the urine is a large factor in how hospitable the urinary tract will be to bacteria that causes UTIs. Because our diet directly affects the pH of urine, we can manipulate this balance to be beneficial for UTI fighting compounds already present in the body. So I'll have to probably go into another podcast here because I actually have other tips that I found that were given and other things to tell you. So I will be doing a third podcast on UTIs. Did not think I was going to be talking about this in three podcasts, but there's just a lot of really good information out there, and apparently this is like a huge problem. So and it's related to sex. 9 times out of 10, that's how people get this infection, men and women, and it's deadly. So I think it's important to talk about, and people are uncomfortable talking about things about sex or things that deal with your private parts. So that's what we do here to kind of help you out. So I will see you on the other side for number three, talk on urinary tract infections.